President Mr. Ashley Hewitt of the NSC staff is coming in this way.
Herrera.
Alright, he's a tall man, Ashley Hewitt.
Mr. President?
Yes, how are you?
Good day, sir.
Good day to you, yeah.
Delighted to have this opportunity, Mr. Hewitt.
Well, we're sorry to leave you, but it's a very important post you're going to.
Thank you very much.
Who's our third one?
Hello, President, how are you? Nice to see you.
Costanzo?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yes, how are you?
Just sit down here, I think.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much.
President?
You were vice president.
Eisenhower
administration.
That's right.
I remember this was the president Eisenhower. But of the quality of this time in 1960, it was elected.
You were one of the,
February 16th, 1960. So I have completed 11 years. It was, I had to go back home after, because I had another year with the monetary problem.
Yes.
Before I think the president will be able to pass. Our best at this, I have told my friends here in other countries in Latin America, one of the reasons I'm going back, I think, into intensive period, particularly to establish a better understanding of Chile vis-a-vis the outside world, really, because we are not going to be an easy period.
No, it isn't.
And from that point of view, Mr. President, it's very interesting that the bank has been able to produce people that are acting in international life in their own countries. You know, the new Chilean ambassador, Mr. Letelier, he was one of our top people of our executive staff, the head of our, one of our loan divisions. So he was here 10 years too. I think it's very interesting what's going on through these international entities. People, we absorb them from Latin America, but after some years of training and of their own contribution to the institution, they go back home and they give the service to the country.
Yes, well, it's a great thing. It's the way it ought to work.
Exactly.
It's almost like a super postgraduate program.
Exactly. I always say
practical.
That we are not only the bankers for Latin American University, but the University for Latin American bankers.
Very good, very good. Yes, they are there. Yeah. But we, as you know, we our contribution this year is as much as we ask, going after another 800.
Yes. And we
expect we have great confidence in this institution. It's the best. I mean, it's the biggest, and we think the best job is this.
Sure. We are very appreciative of that, Mr. President. You made a very important statement apropos of our meeting in Punta del Este last year.
Yes.
When the vote came to increase our resources, $3.5 billion, you know, that amount, a large part came through Latin American contribution. Mm-hmm. And I would say on the whole, we had an acceptance from the U.S. Congress, particularly the so-called ordinary side of the bank. We had some problems with our soft window. You remember Senator Gore last week. He was critical about our soft lending activity, not only in our case, in the Asian Bank too. But I have been reading your messages where you are going again to present this to Congress, particularly the message that was circulated today for policy.
As you know, the situation with regard to the soft windows that's been argued for 20 years.
Yes,
and there's a place for it. It has to be handled with discretion, because if you don't, as you know, if you make it too tolerant, everybody goes there, and you've got to but unless you have that window as well as the other one, there's some enterprise that would never get off the ground. They can never qualify for the hard loans for a bank.
And particularly, you know, in some countries, think countries like Bolivia or Paraguay, or Central American countries of less developed nature, or Haiti, it's impossible that you can lend to them on hard terms. So it's very much
Honduras is that way.
Exactly, that's why
Honduras is
a severe case. You know, all the countries
very poor.
I read a very interesting statement that you made, that you have been in all countries all over the world, particularly Latin America, and said you have traveled
every one of the Latin American countries, except for if we call the Caribbean Latin America. There's so many new ones there. I haven't been there, but except for Latin America, but all of South America and all of Central America.
I remember you went to Chile before coming to the presidency.
67. And it was my only, the other time I was going was in 1958. And the Chilean president at that time was in the United States. So I was
happy,
so we couldn't go there. But then I went as a private citizen.
I remember you visited
the bank. Right?
Exactly.
Why not? Our very bright group of people.
Yes. They were very impressed with your visit.
A very young man. Board,
Mr. Godoy, I think was his name.
I will not recall. It is extremely impressive.
You know, we have the joint venture with UNESCO in political science and administrative science. And they were very impressed that you could go there. You had a good talk with the students.
Yes, of course. Yeah. I remember, yeah.
They had a photo of your visit
like
there.
Ago, 4 years ago.
I brought you some ideas about the bank. Not that you can read all of this.
Oh, only for you. And Spanish. Una década. This we published at the bank currently that was there. That you have put to it. And on the other hand, thank you very much. Of course, Spanish.
Okay, that's very nice.
And this is, of course, matching you to the others. Was a small pamphlet we published about all of our activities in Latin America. And this was my speech after 10 years. You made this, okay, that's the best thing.
At the Punta del Este meeting, that was
our last assembly. Oh, yes. I know how much work goes in a speech, you probably said.
Because you never are satisfied of it, but you stop being prepared for your
test.
Oh, I read that last night, you know, from the
conference.
Yes, yeah, that was a very nice, yeah, but,
very,
very easy to come out.
Particularly, we are living in an optical civilization, people, they like it, that's what I'm feeling. Well, Mr. President, you don't want to give you more of the time?
Yes, I'll tell you what I will do, I haven't got a book on my, but I'll give you they have a collection of the first years that we made, you know, the setting of course. Have one of those and I will endorse it and send it over to the Terraris.
And I would like very much like the photo with you.
Sure, fine.
It would be possible to put my photos of that, but in any case, I'll photo of you for my collection.
Fine, sure. We all see if that photo, or if it came up, that we can sign it. If not, we'll send that one too and send it. An autograph picture if you'd like to have it.
I'd be very, very conscious of the president.
And again, or better still, I'll tell you what we could do, which you'd like better. We're going to have a foreign policy report bound. When it is, you know, there's a few hard, we got a hard cover of that. I'll sign that for you.
The foreign report,
oh, I'm going to say,
there's a little book, sir.
Very, very good. I have a little gadget for you. Get it.
Thank you.
I know I can't send you. Peaceful change. There must be change, but it must be peaceful. and the two of us go together, we cannot have change. Change alone without peace is wrong. And peace without change is wrong. It must be that we live in a changing world. The Latin American countries particularly are changing. The Americas, the young people demand change. They demand progress, but make it peaceful. And the other thing is that the enormous importance of stability in that part of the world, by peaceful change, you can have change, they can progress, they got to have stability. Because of my strong conviction that while the United States will play with our leadership, it's fair, pay its fair share in the whole business of government-to-government loans and supporting our national banks and the rest, that private capital is the greatest source. It is expansible. It is expansible. All the other is limited by budgets, limited by the mercurial attitudes of congressmen and senators and et cetera. And it, even no matter what attitude the president takes, so you can. But more of them, you know, the Latins are. They like to love to hear the flowery language. The president deeply believes in the Americans. He is for what they are. He watches these programs personally. He puts his complete endorsement behind them, and that we will support these. And that it's up. And he thinks it's very important. That's why he's had the attitude of rather than big brother, little brother, and the attitude of we feel that we really mean when we say we need a partnership. Sure. We're a bigger country, a richer country than any of those countries. But that if an idea is good, that idea, a superior idea can come from a little country as well as from a big country. The quality of an idea is not determined by the size of a country. That is my philosophy. And for that reason, we want their ideas as to how we should operate. And then finally, the idea that we in America are, I believe that above everything else, in the relations between us and the American family, the key word is dignity. That we must recognize the individual dignity of every country, large and small, of every leader, large and small, and that we cannot have dignity without self-reliance. That's special. Good to see you.
Thanks, sir.
I love looking on top.
Oh, he's falling around.
He's taking long steps.
Golly, I hope he doesn't work too hard at all.
He is right now, but he's through with his life's tuning tomorrow. It's been back breaking.
Oh.